controversial local plan could be in place in just a few weeks. Calderdale could be a matter of a few weeks away from adopting its controversial local plan, which could signal the building of thousands of new homes and the loss of swathes of open spaces and fields in the borough. When they meet on the 2nd of March, senior councillors on the authority's ruling cabinet were asked to recommend to the full Calderdale Cabinet Council that members adopt the land use blueprint later in March. The local plan identifies sites where up to 10,000 new homes might be built into the 2030s and also sites for economic growth. If adoption of the local plan is ultimately approved at the full council meeting on March the 22nd, this will ensure the council has a robust and up-to-date planning policy framework, councillors have been told. The plan will run to 2033, and once the green light is given, it will be reviewed in 5 years to see if the number of new homes are still needed. Councillor Jane Scullion, Labour, Ludden Foot, Cabinet Member for the Regeneration and Strategy, said the end of what has been a lengthy process is now in sight. These are the final few steps on the road to the adoption of Calderdale's local plan. There will be no further public hearings and there can be no further major change to the plan. All that is left is for it to be considered by the Cabinet and the full Council. That is as it should be. It is the plan for the future of Calderdale, so it is important that the final decision rests with our local democracy, she said. Proposals have been controversial, particularly in south and eastern parts of the borough, including Brighouse, where two large garden suburbs, together comprising around 3,000 new homes, are proposed. Greetland, Hipperholme, North Warham and Shelf are where numbers of new homes are likely to be highest. Campaigners' concerns include infrastructure and environmental, including air quality issues. But the government-appointed planning inspector, Katie Child, who oversaw the hearing process, said she found the plan sound, providing a number of main modifications she has detailed are made. And the recommendation to the Cabinet includes that these be incorporated into the document.